"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
John and Ken show, John Cobell. It's a desperate attempt for us to remain relevant, like holiday music. Live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app.
You used to dress up on Halloween. You did.
John dressed up on Halloween at the station.
I didn't come to work. No.
No, not at the station. He used to go to parties with his wife and stuff.
I had a ballerina outfit.
I'd like to see that.
He did. It was very charming.
I don't think you would.
Probably not.
The reaction would not be, oh, would you wear that next year?
John in a tutu.
Oh, boy.
Oh, should we do that for the next fundraiser?
Ooh,
for?
And that would get a lot of likes and a lot of money. Yeah.
Would you put on a tutu to raise money for?
You know, I just don't have the body I used to.
Pastathon is coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks. Is it really? Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. It's November tomorrow, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's November tomorrow.
What the hell happened to my life? Where did it go?
Life is passing you by.
Wow. I feel like we just did that.
I know. You know what I always think of when that kind of thing comes up? When my mother turned 90, she looked at me one day. She goes, I don't know how I got here. It just seems like yesterday. How did I get to be? I don't understand. How did I get to be 90 already?
I know.
One of those things. Big story, of course, today was federal charges against... what are we going with? David DePape?
I told you. Alex Stone says it's DePap, but I've heard it DePape.
No,
DePape, DePap, DePappy.
DePap, DePap, DePap.
Some Canadian name.
He's an illegal alien from Canada.
An illegal alien. Let's pile on. Well, yes. We should give him the same treatment since he's a criminal. He should have been deported a long time ago.
He's being charged. He was charged federally, and now the state is charging him through the San Francisco DA, including attempted murder and kidnapping charges there. So,
in fact, what reporter is going to have the gonads to ask Nancy Pelosi, don't you think this is a sign we should be enforcing immigration law? See if anybody does that. That's what I would do.
He's supposed to be in court tomorrow on the state charges. The feds charged him, but he was not in court today. A couple of interesting things that came out today. He knew that Paul Pelosi called 911, and he said, I'm going to stay here because I'm fighting tyranny, and I need to make my case. I'm not surrendering. And I guess that may have been what led him to smash Pelosi in the head with a hammer. I don't know, but...
That's... Definitely not an act of surrender. Can you imagine that? Every time I hear it described, can you imagine a hammer on the top of your head?
Your skull, I know.
God, he easily could be dead. I wonder if he's got some brain damage. I mean,
they said he's expected to recover, but they had to do some surgery.
I don't believe anything anybody says anymore.
I really don't.
Well, I mean, common sense. Hammer on the head. And this guy had crazy man strength. Does that seem like something you walk away from?
I don't know. And again, the other tidbit today. He did want to smash Nancy in the kneecaps if she lied to him. I guess he had a series of questions he was going to ask her. And if she lied, he was going to smash her in the kneecaps with the hammer. If she told the truth, she could go free. But the kneecap thing was to show people in Congress what happens to you if you lie, because she'd have to return in a wheelchair.
Well, he was on some psychedelic hallucinatory drug for a long time. And those psychedelic drugs like LSD, they do permanent brain damage. They
have
cause permanent
of,
brain damage. What is the name of that? I was going to look it up.
Oh, that drug you said before?
Yeah.
He was on a website called friendlyfriends.com. Anybody know Friendly Friends?
Friends? No.
He discussed how he had an invisible fairy friend that sometimes appeared to him in the form of a bird. And he shared images of Hillary Clinton as a zombie. Yeah, he really was on some drug trips.
One of the neighbors said he used to talk to angels. Yeah, wow. Here it is. Yeah, that he, because the locals approached her, approached him and her, him and the wacky girlfriend, Oxanne Taub.
Oh, right. Gypsy.
One neighbor said they were a weird collective of hippie nudists.
We have some audio if you want to hear it.
Frequent crying, yelling, and screaming coming from within the house.
Let's play cut two from one of the neighbors.
Our vehicle was out of commission. I was walking past, and Gypsy's son was with a small little girl, and he was on the bus. And the little girl and Gypsy's son were walking away from the bus, and the guy remained on the bus. And that's when I recognized his face. That's the only time I ever saw his face, was within like the last month or so, or a couple weeks.
Do you know how long he stayed during that? A couple months ago?
No, we try to just avoid them at all costs.
Okay.
Until they, you know, bother us.
Okay, but so the last time you saw him was a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And he was here for a few days?
Yes.
Okay. Anything strange about him or anything that stood out?
There's something strange about the whole household. The entire household is very, very strange.
How about him?
He is birds of a feather with akin to them. So they are just, you know, nudist drug abusers, and that's who gravitates toward them.
And the children, I'm sorry, the children who live there, they seem to be underage or under 18.
I'm not sure how old they are.
Okay.
And Trisha, again, what do you say their politics are?
I'm not sure. I would imagine that they're more left-leaning because of their support for the gay community and for... for other people, but it is, now I'm not sure what way they lean because
they have the flag, the LGBT flag with the pot.
Yeah.
So. But any signs of anti-Semitism?
You know, they are completely unhinged, so I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah.
Nothing that they believe in aligns with their actions. So they'll say that they are, you know, pro Black lives, and then they'll call the police on Black people, they don't stand by their actions. Don't stand by their words.
So some paranoid behavior. It sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some psychotic behavior too.
Yes.
Okay.
Was that also demonstrated when David was president, or was that?
Yeah.
Times when.
Yeah, it's never changed how they've acted.
David acted the same way.
From what I saw of him, he's never approached me or my partner at all, but I've just seen him helping out around the house with like yard work, and then I saw him living on the bus. I've never even heard him speak.
Did you know his name, or you just recognized the picture?
I didn't recognize his name, but I also don't know the name of the kids either.
Okay, you just recognized his picture from today.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
That is him.
We think he's the father of some of them.
Not sure at all, okay. But if he is, their mom told me that there was abusive nature in their father. So if it is him, then he has abused his own children.
Get your full name, please.
I can't. I don't want to.
Just
share.
Switch those. Fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
So now this Gypsy Taub is 10 years older than him, and their relationship was falling apart. So he may not have been at this house as much recently as he was. He was living supposedly in the garage of a home in Richmond, some distance from this Berkeley home that they're describing.
I think that woman that you heard is named Trish.
Trish, yeah.
Because I'm looking through Michael Schellenberger's story, and some of the quotes in the story match exactly what she said there. And when she was asked about psychotic behavior, she said, yes, tons of drug use, mental instability, screaming, calling the police about hearing conversations that were never had, the wailing at night. I've seen them looking unreasonably sweaty at night. That's a hint to me that they're using drugs, because heavy sweating is a common reaction to Ibogaine use. Family members once pulled the school bus in front of the driveway in order to take down shoes that were dangling over the telephone wire. They were trying to knock the shoes down because they thought these shoes will fit the neighbor's kid. And when I looked at them, they were sweating bullets and their eyes were dilated. Another neighbor said they had bikes stolen 5 times, a dumpster fire that caught the fence on fire, an attendant who reported gypsy dancing around naked around the fire.
Oh.
Here's another one. One neighbor said, I was with my 13-year-old niece and we were going upstairs and Gypsy's oldest son was sitting in the backyard butt naked. And before Gypsy got locked up, there were sex dolls drying on the back of their porch that I'm assuming she bought for her sons. They're off the wall. I've had shouting matches with her kids all the time. They don't go to school. They sit there all day. They're up all night being loud. One neighbor said she asked Taub, that's Gypsy, if she worried about leaving DePappy alone with her children. Do you feel comfortable with him? Isn't it problematic for the kids? Well, he's already abused the kids, said Taub. Well, why didn't you send him away? Well, I called the police and they wouldn't do anything. She told me that the father of her boys, DePappy, raped or molested the kids. But there was no sensitivity in her voice. The next morning, we got contacted by police because Taub claimed the neighbors, tried to sell them cocaine, which I've never even tried.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, a chance for some money, the keyword, the bonus inflation cash money's next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. After the news at 5:30, another horrible attack by a homeless person killing a father and daughter in Palmdale. We'll bring you all the details, the tearful mother and wife talking about the ordeal after the news at 5:30. Well, John, another day in Harvey Weinstein land in court. No?
I don't know.
They did see on Friday, apparently, pictures of his genitalia to... It's a big part of this because it's deformed. So that would be something that an accuser would probably not forget. It would make them more legitimate if they were accurately talking about the deformities, you see. So as much as that's unpleasant, it's kind of an important part of
You have to identify the scene of the crime.
The scene of the crime is a good way to put it.
And the scene of his crimes are in his pants there.
Now, today, the witness was Kelly S. She is not an accuser in the criminal case. She is another one of the witnesses that's been allowed to testify by the prosecution to show a pattern of behavior by Weinstein. So we did already hear from Jane Doe, number one, but now they have a couple of the women coming on the stand who are just additional witnesses before we get to the, I think there's 4 Jane Does, including, again, the wife of Gavin Newsom is supposedly Jane Doe, number 4. The unusual thing about this woman, she says that Harvey Weinstein, well, I guess one is an actual assault and the other one is a disgusting act. Twice, 1991 and 2008, the Four Seasons Hotel in Toronto is where she said this happened. And she said the first time was 1991. She said that he told her, you're going to love this. It's okay. It won't be long. She asked him to stop. She recalled him saying, I'm going to bleep you. It won't take long. Just relax. She met him at a party when she was 24 years old in 1991. The aspiring actor casually introduced to him, mingling with friends at a festival event for this Toronto situation. Weinstein hit her off with a cordial conversation. She thought it was just friendly and professional. After bantering about art and film, she suggested they grab a glass of wine to continue their conversation. She agreed to go to a public restaurant close to the party where they had met. "We were getting along really well," she said. She had no reason to be alarmed over his behavior over drinks. "We were sincerely having a very nice time." And of course, he mentions a role for her. "I want to show you a script." Well, she agrees to go to his hotel to see the script. She said, "What happened next is really hard for me to talk about, but when she arrived at the hotel room thinking she was going to read a script, he went into the hotel bathroom. When he came out, he was fast, aggressive, and purposeful, only wearing an unbuttoned shirt with no pants or underwear. And he was holding a hot cloth."
A hot cloth?
Right. He said that he pulled her skirt off and put the hot cloth on her private part. "My wife loves this. You're going to love this." Okay. And then forced sex on her. Orally and otherwise. She says, I froze.
I hope he gets beaten every day in prison. I really do.
Like after the assault, day. She says that he called her. This was before cell phones and caller ID, so she never knew it was him that was calling. The first time he called, she told the jury she was very upset and asked, "Why was he raping me?" He told her, "That's not what happened. I really like you, and I would leave my wife for you." Right. He said he wanted her to come to New York to meet one of his executives in charge of casting so he could audition for a role. She told the jury that even though she was assaulted by Weinstein, she thought it was a great opportunity and brought a female friend with her on the trip so that she felt safe. Weinstein paid for the flight hotel room. She had her friend stay with her hotel. He never showed up to a planned dinner, and the audition never happened. Yeah, of course.
Because...
Yeah, you're not going to bring a friend. You did?
There was no audition. There was he was going to tease her along and attack her a second time and a third time. Oh, my God. So, some people, what does it take?
It's 2008. She's staying at the same Four Seasons in Toronto. She's in the lobby with her daughter, and there's Weinstein. She did shout Harvey. She felt hangry. She wanted to confront him about what happened. Yep, that's what I wanted to ask him why.
Why?
The 1991 encounter.
There is no why. He has a psychotic impulse. He can't control himself. There's no why.
So once again, she goes up to his hotel room.
No. No.
Yep.
What does it take?
He shoves her into a bathroom, starts propositioning her for sex, and then eventually he pleasures himself in front of her. That's her story. She never filed a police report in 91 or 08 because she felt very, very, very embarrassed and stupid.
I don't know. Are these stories going to make the jury feel sympathetic to the victims?
Yeah, this is just a pattern testimony.
Yeah,
it's not one they have to consider in the criminal case.
Yeah, it's not up for...
not up for a verdict, no. It's just something that they can mull over as part of his... methods.
You don't wonder why these guys do it. I mean, they have a high success rate and they get away with it much of the time. Look how long he went getting away with it for decades. It all came crashing down, but only because there was some change in the culture where everyone decided to go public, right? But he'd been doing this for many, many years, decades.
Yeah. Here she is again, and she's calling me, and I invited her to New York, and all right, when we come back, one horrible story out of Palmdale where a father and daughter were stabbed to death in a shopping center parking lot by a vagrant. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, don't forget our voter guide. It's there at KFIAM640.com. You get to the John and Ken page. You just take a look there. We have given you recommendations on all of the ballot measures, a number of the races statewide and a few locally. Check it out at KFIAM640.com. Another story of when vagrants attack, and this is particularly nasty. This one took out a husband and daughter in a Kohl's parking lot in Palmdale. Here's the story from KTLA reporter Rachel Menatoff.
You know, she wasn't just my daughter. She was my best friend.
Elizabeth Evans says her husband, Ken, was a doting father. Her daughter, McKenna, the light of her life.
He loved playing pool. He loved mountain biking. He loved spending time with his daughter. And she was an absolute beacon. She didn't know a stranger. Everybody became her best friend.
McKenna's mom says she believes a man on drugs attacked her husband and daughter, that her husband tried to shield his daughter from the attacker, who repeatedly stabbed them to death outside of a Kohl's in this Palmdale shopping complex.
I am just absolutely destroyed.
Jesse Mercado is McKenna's boyfriend.
The first day I met her was at work, and moment she presented herself by grabbing my stuff was the day I fell in love with her.
Jesse says McKenna was a kind, caring, ambitious young woman, and that the last few days have been utterly traumatic.
And I ran to the crime scene to see if she was okay. I wanted to hold her again.
As Jesse and Elizabeth grieve two lives lost, police continue to investigate what happened here and are asking for witnesses to come forward with information.
To know that the person who changed my life so drastically in just one day was taken.
And so far, police have not made any arrests in this case. They're asking that anyone with information call over to the LA County Sheriff's Department. In the meantime, the Evans family is raising money through a GoFundMe account for funeral expenses.
I don't know how old that report is, Eric, but they have arrested a man, so who may be a transient. Don't have his name yet. There's a story that looks like it's credited to the Associated Press that both the victims and the attacker were living in their cars parked in this Kohl's parking lot. We've talked about this before, that some of the larger, I think Home Depot did this too. They would allow people overnight to park their vehicles in their parking lot, whether it's an RV or a car or something.
The father and daughter were living in the car?
That's what this AP story says. There was some kind of argument. The suspect asked the male adult victim for assistance regarding his vehicle. They got into an argument. It led to a physical fight. And ultimately, the vagrant stabbed both of them.
Channel 5, and I don't know where they got their information from, unless they're just rewriting a wire story, said that McKenna and her dad were working on a car they owned in the parking lot of a Kohl's.
Yeah, that's
which
what I heard
found
too.
Odd, because unless they had a breakdown, why would you be working on a car in a Kohl's parking lot? But
unless one of them was living with it. But I mean, the mother was interviewed there and she didn't say anything about that, but she only wanted to talk about the memories of her daughter, which is understandable. But I don't know what.
That doesn't sound right to me, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, we're going to have to probably wait for this story to pan out more, because I don't really.
And see what this. With this vagrant, this violent, murderous vagrant, what his story is. You know, how many times was he spun through the system?
Exactly.
What's the failure in Palmdale not to have a guy like this chased out and put away? You have to put all these people away. I don't care how long this debate goes on. Go on 50 years. You either put them in jail, you put them in a mental institution for psychiatric care or drug treatment. Those are the three choices. There are no other choices.
There's a story along similar lines out of San Francisco. The Four Seasons has an apartment building called the Tower Residence. It's a luxury building. In fact, it features a $49 million penthouse and a host of amenities. However, it's apparently in the middle of the Tenderloin and Soma neighborhoods, and they've only been able to sell 13 of 146 units in 2 years since it opened. Because, as you might guess, there's a lot of open drug use and vagrants in the area, and nobody who could afford that much is going to live in even a penthouse in a beautiful building with amenities when you got that going on in the neighborhood.
Would you buy a condo in the midst of an outdoor psychiatric ward?
You would not, because eventually you have to go. I mean, you might be able to go right from the elevator to the garage and get your car out of there to drive through it all.
Yeah, but eventually they get in. Eventually they'd get into the building, get into the garage.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike. But again,
it's 4 blocks from that Tenderloin Linkage Center. Remember the one? That's the one they set up where supposedly you could go for treatment and nobody has?
Right. That's where they... What do they do? They hand out free drugs there? I forget what the point of that was.
I forget what they do. Or they stand by in case you OD.
Yeah. Is that it?
I mean, I know they gave it a fancy name like Linkage Center.
Yeah. They've always got a euphemism to cover up what it really is. They've got thousands of drug addicts now in that Tenderloin district outdoors. And they live outdoors. Well, what do you think is going to happen? And I can't believe there isn't pressure from the business community to clean the city up. Why is everybody in the business sector so silent? All the developers that own these buildings, all the employers whose employees won't come back, whose employees are moving out of the city permanently. I mean, usually in every city, there is a big component of influential, powerful business people who, when they have to, they walk into the mayor or the city council's office and they start cracking heads. I mean, I can't believe the whole city gave up. Everybody gave up.
The story says that a while back, Steph Curry and his wife agreed to buy one of the units for $8 million, but this is in 2020, but by the fall of 22, his name did not appear in any sales at the building. So,
yeah.
We don't know exactly why they may have changed their mind, but, you know.
Yeah, well, those linkage centers are horrible. It says here, I'm looking at the press release. That they were going to serve up to 100 guests. That's what they called them, guests.
They're guests.
Look at all the euphemism, the double talk, the George Orwell speak. Today, initial operations commenced at the Tenderloin Linkage Center, an essential component of the Tenderloin Emergency Initiative that is forging a path to promote a thriving community and save lives through overdose prevention and connecting people to care and service. And so they ended up with thousands of drug addicts.
Yeah. A spokeshole for London Breed named Parisa Sevrazada said the Lincoln Center has been a valuable experiment. The site is an immediate intervention to stabilize the community in the short term while the city develops its longer term plans for the Tenderloin. What are those plans?
It looks like they're gonna shut it down at the end of the year.
Yeah, that was the idea because apparently it got no takers for help.
Yeah.
Very small percentage of people went there to actually or agreed to any kind of treatment
program. December 31st, London Breed is not going to fund it anymore.
No. I don't know what.
Yeah. It was city sanctioned drug use with safe injection sites. So that just drew the drug addicts to get.
Yeah, that's the way things are treated now. You come here, we make sure you get safe injection equipment, needles, and then if you OD, we'll stand by to resuscitate you. That is like one horrible way to deal with rampant drug use. You're just enabling. No, we don't judge you.
What's wrong with judging?
I don't know. You do it all the time. You love it.
Well, if you judge things, then you could say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We're going to fix it. We're going to cure it. We're going to treat it. We're going to remove the danger. That's what judgment is for, in order to come up with a solution, to come up with a plan. You have to judge it. If you don't judge it, it means you're brainless. You're not using intelligence. I have no respect for people who go, oh, I don't judge. But just say it. I don't think. I don't use my brain.
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, there might be a lot of reasons for calling off trick-or-treating in a neighborhood. I can't think of a hell of a lot of them. And of course, COVID doused everything for a couple of years. But in a town, well, eastern Michigan town, a place called Wyandotte, the city engineer has told people that they need to cancel this year's neighborhood trick-or-treating because of a cockroach infestation. Vehicles and costumes will not be able to use the sidewalks and streets on 20th Street all day Monday. Signs are put up. City councilman told the Detroit Free Press that the city's desperately trying to get rid of the cockroaches. The infestation's no fault of the city. It was discovered when the city's waste management picked up a load of garbage, crawling with them outside a home that has since been vacated. But apparently they're everywhere, and they think that the roaches may grab onto the kids' costumes, enter other homes, and, of course, reproduce.
So the roaches are going to jump on the kids as the kids are going door to door?
Yeah, with those flowing costumes. And
how many roaches were in this in the trash bin?
It doesn't say. Well,
I mean, how many?
They came from this vacant home. Apparently they reproduced like crazy in there.
What was going on
And now
on
they're
in there?
Spreading out. I don't know. God, there are nearly 4,000 cockroach species worldwide and about 60 in the United States. Species of cockroaches. I don't want to think that. And now...
And many of them become lawyers.
From the crazy world of COVID, and there are still some countries out there that have a zero tolerance policy. One of them is good old China. Shanghai Disney. People have been told they cannot get out of the theme park until they can show a negative test for COVID. So what, you might be in there if you test positive for weeks, or
what do you mean you can't leave the park?
Well, they got reports that there were 10 locally transmitted cases on Saturday, so they immediately instituted a lockdown policy, which included Shanghai's Disney. Everybody in the park was told you cannot leave until you test negative for COVID. They shut the gates. This is what they do. It's crazy, huh? Remember the IKEA that they shut down while people were still in there shopping and they were running for the elevators?
Oh, yeah.
It's as nutty as it sounds. This is what they do in a communist country because they want to control everything.
Yeah. Well,
this is how crazy micromanaging is. This could have been Barbara Ferrer.
Oh, Ferrer? Ferrer's this close. Newsom, this close to being that. You don't think they look at that and they marvel and they say, wow, that's cool.
I know. Look, if only we could do that here.
Yeah. Look at that.
We could save lives.
Hundreds, thousands of people locking them up because there were 10 cases. Well, what's their phrase? If we could save just one life, it's worth it, right? One life? How do you put a price on life? So I assume there's hotel. I don't know a thing about Shanghai Disneyland. Is there hotels in there?
I would guess there is. Or, videos posted on Chinese social media show people rushing to the park's gates following the announcement, but finding them already locked.
Of course. What a
The park
movie.
Is barring people from entering, and those inside could only leave if they have a negative test result.
So if you weren't staying a hotel inside the park, and I don't know if there are, but if you, so you just would have to sit in the park?
You do. And God help us if you test positive.
Well, are they testing?
Then you're not getting.
The tests, I hope?
I think so. And I think what happens if you test positive, they drag you away to some isolation place. So that's how this is going.
Yeah, the men in those white hazmat suits show up.
Yeah, they drag you away.
And they toss you into one of those white lockers.
Good news is Shanghai Disney says that tickets will be valid for 6 months and refunds will be given if you got to. Shut inside by this.
I used to really want to go to China, and I'm never going there.
I went 12 years ago.
But they've gone psycho since. They were.
It's worse.
They
now.
Were reasonable some years ago. In fact, I was trying to put together a trip involving listeners, but it wasn't the right time of year that they were available to do it, and I.
They're not going to do it now.
No,
you got to pick another country. How about Russia or Ukraine?
I'm glad I saw Russia,
I want to go to Russia, but that was years ago, too.
Yeah, St. Petersburg, that was a cool 3 days there, but I would never go now. No, I just don't. I can't deal with these. I can't deal with California. California's too much for me.
These oppressive governments.
These oppressive governments.
Controlling boobs.
All right. We got Conway here.
Hey, now. I remember years back, we were going to do a cruise to Hawaii with our listeners. And on a Wednesday, we said, hey, come on, cruise with us. We had 12 people sign up on the first night, right? We only need like 45 cabins. Then the second night, the Concordia in Italy flipped over and 40 people died. And that kind of killed it. Because we were doing stories all night about the Concordia live. And then like, hey, during commercial break, hey, you want to take a cruise to Hawaii? Come on with us. It'll be great. What could possibly go wrong?
Is there people weird like that?
And then
like the Hawaiian ship is going to tip over too.
It was a tough time to sell a cruise.
Yeah.
I'll bet you if there's a plane crash, people don't buy plane tickets that night. Probably
Doesn't the airline, wasn't that an old rule, Ken, where if an airliner goes down, all airliners take their advertising off for a week?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that kind of an in-house
rule? That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I don't know if the rule is probably a voluntary.
Bad vibes.
Yeah.
Rick Caruso's coming on with us at 6.
Oh, good.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for you.
That'll
good.
Be fun. And and then Nori has a huge show tonight, Ghost to Ghost. He tells ghost stories all night.
All right.
And in between that, Rick Caruso and Nori. Sucks.
What else do you need? Oh, sorry.
I was going to say that between 6:15 and
10. You should play Halloween music.
That's what we should do, yeah. On a Clay station. Clay has his radio. His own Halloween
apparently,
radio
though, he has a whole digest of songs.
That's right. He's great at it, man.
Clay, there's a really good Buck Owens Halloween song you might want to play.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, pass that on.
I personally recommend it.
Thanks.
We've already tested it.
You might as well yell ding dong all night.
Where'd you get it on TikTok from the kids? Are they all talking about that?
It was on the show.
Eric passed it off on us today.
Eric put it on. It's the music great. Director there.
And then 8 days until the midterm, then all these political ads come down.
Yeah,
they all
God.
Get wiped off of TV.
Oh, man.
And then we'll talk about LAX with Steve Gregory.
If I see one more dialysis ad, oh, my God.
Oh, I know. Please.
Ding dong.
Vote no.
Vote no on everything. all right. We got Michael Crozier's got the news.
Yeah.
Conway up
Caruso.
In minutes.
Caruso.
Caruso.
Ding dong.
KSTHD2 Los Angeles, Orange County. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.